Mesechtas Bava Basra, Daf Lamed Vav, five lines for the bottom of Daf Lamed Hey and Beis. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rav. Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Rav. Yisrael Abba Machmas Akum. If a Jew buys a land from a guy, Hareu Ka'akum, he has a din like the guy. And Ma Akum in Le Chazaka El Bishtar. And just like a guy does not have a Chazaka, and the only way that he could prove his ownership is only by retaining a Shtar, Af Yisrael Abba Machmas Akum in Le Chazaka El Bishtar. So even if a Jew comes and claims that he bought his Sada from a guy, the only way that he could prove his Bailis is by retaining his Shtar. And if these Yisrael loses his shtar and he claimed that he has bailus as he bought it from a goy and he used the sada for 3 years, that would not be a valid chazaka. And Rashbam explains that we're talking about a case where we know that this sada originally belonged to a Jew, and for example, there are edim, always a well-known fact, and therefore we know that Reuven was the merakama, and then a goy was machzik in the sada for 3 years and then sold the sada to a Jew, and that Jew also used the sada for an additional 3 years. Then the merakama comes and claims that he never sold this land to a goy, so the din is that Shimon would have to return this sada to Reuven, and then Shimon would have to go back to the guy and get his money back from the guy. And as Rashbam states, the as Shimon caused the loss to himself, as Yisrael should never buy a land from a guy unless he has proof that the guy actually bought it from the Yisrael. And for example, in our case, Shimon would have to ask the guy to show him the shtar that he bought the sada from Reuven. And Rashbam explains that the reason why a guy doesn't have a chazaka, the stam akum gazlonim him, as first of all, Stam Akum are Gazlonim and they steal Sadeh. And number two, Yisrael Yori Limchais. And in addition, a Jew will be scared to be Meicha and protest against a guy. V'hilkuch lo tiktu ben chazaka, and therefore the Chum will not misaken a din chazaka ben a gay a guy. Can I mean a Kama b'shmeitzin? Han be reish glusa le machzaki mishum haitai magufe shireim on a Limchais. And similarly, we find ben a gay Jews. And for example, if a person is in a position of power like the reish glusa, where people would be scared to be Meicha against the reish glusa, so we also say that the din chazaka doesn't apply in that scenario, even though certainly Shimon himself used the sada for 3 years, and he has his own chazaka of 3 years, and Reuven wasn't meicha. However, l'maisa, Shimon is coming without a taina, and it's chazaka she'ini mar taina, as Shimon is not claiming that he bought the sada from someone that had a right to sell him the sada, as he bought it from the guy, and possibly the guy never owned it, and never had a right to be in the sada at all. However, the Rashbam continues 3 lines from the bottom of the Amid, avli toni yisrael v'omar, however, if Shimon were taina and state, yavli yahu akum that the guy actually sold me his shtar mechira and his deed, and he bought it from you. The mehemen, then Shimon would be believed. The davin leman the amalei kamei the deed zavna hahu akum minach. The maskil and kaman the mehemen migudu by amalei minach zavata v'chatishne chazaka. As this would be similar to a case where Shimon says that I actually saw the guy buy this field from you, and certainly in that case there would be a migu, as Shimon could claim that he bought it directly from Reuven, and therefore he's never to say that I saw that the guy bought it from Reuven, and therefore as long as Shimon or the guy lived in the sada for 3 years and used the sada for 3 years, then they would be able to create a chazaka and Shimon would be able to keep the land. And Rashbam continues, V'davka ba machmas akum, and we're only talking about a case where Shimon claims that he bought this from the guy. However, ilu ba machmas Yisrael, if Shimon claims that I bought this sada from Levi and Levi told me that he bought this from Reuven, even though Reuven now comes and claims that he never sold the sada to Levi, l'maisa afal pishle darba aliyah and even if Levi only lived in the sada and only used the sada for 1 day, and then Shimon used the sada for 3 years, then it would be a valid chazaka, as it is a chazaka sheishi mataina. The Ritva brings down that this din that the Gemara just mentioned was only in those days where there wasn't din in the Malchusa. However, the Ritva quotes from the Ra'ah, the Bizman Azeh, Shagoy Don im Yisrael bidineim, im Zocha Goy Bashum Kaka Shal Yisrael, Oy Bashum Nizke Chaloy, Nuchiyetza Boy Al Yisrael. And the Gemara continues, Rava states, Yisrael, and we continue at that if Yisrael would say that the Goy told me that he bought it from a Jew, then the Yisrael would be Neman, and Yisrael could have a valid chazak. And Rashbam explains that even though we would not be Tanin and Lay, however, the Menasek Adaita Lemitanachi, since Shimon decided to make this claim, so certainly Shimon could have claimed that he really bought it directly from Reuven, and he has a right to the Sada because he used it for 3 years, and therefore he has a Migu, the Kush to come out, and he must be telling the truth that the guy told him that he bought this Sada from Reuven. But the Gemara asked in Rava, Mi Ikamidu, Di Ilama Akum, Loy Mehemin, Vilo Am Yisrael Mishmei Da'akum Hemen. And the Gemara is bothered that even if I'm going to say that this migu is a valid migu, but the migu only tells us that we should believe Shimon that he bought it from a guy, and that the guy told him that he bought it from Reuven. L'maisa, we know that if a guy would taina that he bought a sada from Reuven and he used the sada for 3 years, so the guy is not neman and he can't create a chazaka. And the only way that a guy could prove his ownership is by having his deed. L'chayra, in this case as well, although it's true that we believe Shimon that he actually was told by the guy that he bought this sada from Reuven, but l'maisa we don't trust that the guy actually bought this sada from Reuven, as l'maisa a guy can't create a chazaka, and the only way that a guy would be neman is only if he had a shtaraya, and only if the guy had his actual deed. And therefore, as Rashbam states, that it's still chazaka she'ini metayna, that filim tanase emesi da amali akum di misrol zovna haloi ein bedvar shel akum klum bloi shtar, as we explained. The Gemara continues, elam Rava, and therefore Rava explains that what I was trying to qualify is not as I mentioned before, but my point was as follows: I ami Yisrael kamedi di zovna akum inach v'zovna nale mehemin migudi by amali anozavinta inach, that if Shimon would claim that I actually saw the guy buying the sada from Reuven and then I bought the sada from the guy, then certainly Shimon would be Neman, as he has a migu that he could have stated that I bought the sada directly from Reuven, and certainly he would be believed in that case. And therefore we also believe him that he actually saw the transaction between Reuven and the guy. Therefore, as Rashbam states, claim a shani de bebira, since I know bebira that the guy bought it from Reuven, therefore it's a chazaka sheyeshi mataina, and the chazaka would be valid. And the Gemara continues with the din that we mentioned on Daf Lam Gimel Beis. Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda stated, if Reuven is going with his sickle and with his rope ladder, or as Rabbeinu Geshem and the second Shan Rashbam on Daf Lam Gimel Beis explained that he was going with his basket, he stated, I bought the rights to cut off the pyrus of this person's tree and have a right to his dates, therefore I'm on my way to harvest the dates off of this tree, then Reuven would be Neman. Yehuda explains, my timer, and the reason is because that a person doesn't have enough chutzpah to go and cut off and harvest dates that do not belong to him. As Taisus pointed out on Daf Lam Gimel Beis, that we're only talking about a person that's cutting off the dates of this tree, but if he would be cutting down the trees, even though there may be a chazaka that a person wouldn't go and cut down someone's trees, but l'maisa it's not normal for someone to sell his trees to someone else, and therefore we would not allow Reuven to go into Shimon's field to cut down his trees. Ayin Rishash, who points out that based on this Taisus, therefore in our Gemara, and not Geris, but Amma easily Gazra Ligdikla de Planya de Zavati Mine, and with Geris easily Gadra Ligdikla de Planya, as he wasn't cutting down the palm tree, but he was harvesting the palm tree and he was going to take the dates. Also, let's remember that Rashbam and Daflam Gilman Beis explained that certainly the only pears that Reuven can take are only those pears that he already collected prior to Shimon coming and be Ma'ara and complaining and protesting that he had no right to be in the Zadah. However, certainly if Shimon came and protested, then after that protest, Reuven can no longer continue being in the Sada, and he can't claim that you sold me these rights, and the only way that he'll be able to prove his rights to be there is only if he'd bring a shtar. Finally, let's remember that Taisus pointed out that even though it's mashma from the words of Rabbi Yehuda that Reuven actually mentioned that he's going to go and cut off the dates, and it's mashma because he did that before Hesya, he made a public statement, therefore we say loy chotzev. However, Taisus says, la mashum de kama for Hesya is of the gadra kama de loy chotzev, and that feel leke bitzina nami shaykh le chotzev inish, and the chazok of loy chotzev even applies in a case where Reuven goes and collects the dates bitzina. However, Taisus qualifies this by stating in loy shalokam derech geneva ayin sham. Before we continue with the next Gemara, let's point out that it was normal custom that when people owned a field, they wouldn't actually place the fence of the field right at their border, and instead they would indent and recess the fence into the sada somewhat. They would plant their grain inside the fence as well as outside the fence, and this way when wild animals would come, the animals would not come into the sada and ruin their crops, and instead they would have vegetation that was growing on the outside of the fence, and this way they were able to protect the rest of their crops. Based on this point, the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yehuda states, let's say Shimon comes and plants on this narrow strip of land that was on the outside of Reuven's field and on the outside of Reuven's fence, then that would not be a chazaka. Rabbi Yehuda explains, my time and what is the reason? That certainly anything that Shimon will plant will be eaten by animals, and therefore Reuven is not makbid that Shimon is planting in this area, and certainly that area has no value to Reuven, as ultimately Reuven will not benefit from those crops, as they'll be eaten by animals. And as Rashbam states, Kaka Radi Ochile, Le Ichbisle Limchais, therefore I was a Mecha, the Asa Kinamaksaki Inchi, as Shimon would not make Chazaka like a normal person would do, Lepikach Lehav Chazaka, and therefore it's not a Chazaka. And the Gemara continues, and we will actually see two different Girsais, and our guess is, Vam Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda states, Ochla Orla Shvi Zuklaim, in a Chazaka, that if one of the years that Shimon uses the field in order to create a Chazaka is a year of Allah or Shemitah or Klayim, then that does not count towards this Chazaka. Ayin Rashbam, Ochla Orla, Achas Min HaShol Shonim, Havishnas Orla in a Chazaka, Le Ichbis Leil Balasada, Bishnas Orla, Olu Kachle Micha, and therefore the Balasada was not Micha, the Kolshkin Shloshtin Shnei Orla, and certainly if all 3 years were years of Orla, Orla Klayim, Achilasim Issa, and Shvias Havkul Kol, Le Kachle Micha, Vole Havin Chazaka. Agamar continues, Tan Nami Hochi, and we have a Brisa that says a similar din, that Ochla Orla Shvias Uklayim in a Chazaka. However, the Rashbam brings down the Gisa Rabbeinu Chananel, and Ayin places that the top of the Amid on Daflam Vav Menav, Hochi Gurus Rabbeinu Chananel, Ochla Orla Shvius Uklayim, Havi Chazaka, Shimon can create a Chazaka by using the Soda while it produces Pirus of Ola or Klayim or Shemitah. And as Taisa explains, Vichin Ilari Ika, Va'ayri Kisha Ochla's Murus, and we're talking about a case where he didn't use the Pirus, as certainly that would be also to eat, but we're talking about a case where Shimon used the branches of Orla Shvius and Klayim, which are mutter to use, and the Chiddush is that even though Shimon actually did not use the pirus of these fields as they were asur b'achila, but even so, since he used all the assets of this field, he used the branches of the field which were valuable, therefore certainly Reuven should have been meicha, and by the fact that he wasn't meicha, therefore Shimon creates a chazaka. The Gemara continues, Amar Abiesef, Abiesef states, Achol shachas le'ev chazaka, and if Shimon used the field and he produced grain, but he didn't allow it to grow to its full size, and instead he cut it early in order to feed it for his behemoth and use it as fodder, then that is not considered chazaka, as it's not machziki to machziki inchi. And as Rashbam states, the shom v'ochel v'lo yoichel k'shabni adam ulufikach lechoshes zel limchais bai, and therefore Reuven wasn't meicha sheishu glayim l'davish yaru lahachzik k'shabni adam lufisha begezel yarba. Reuven did not feel the need to protest, as since he saw that Shimon was using it in a manner that he looked like a gazlin, and therefore Reuven did not feel the need to be meicha. And let's point out that certainly the Gemara doesn't mean that he ate shachas 3 times in 3 months and he cut it in 3 months. And Rabbi Yosef is mechadish that even though Shimon actually produced 3 different crops in 3 different years, but since Lamaisa, when he cut it down, he actually harvested it early and he didn't wait until it grew to its full potential, and he can't create a chazaka in this manner. And the Gemara continues that Amar Rava vi b'tzava mechuzo kaima havi chazaka. If Shimon does this in the valley of Mechuzo, which was a very wealthy neighborhood, and therefore they would actually plant tefua and they would cut it down early in order to give it as fodder to the behemoth. So in that location, and in Hanami, as long as Shimon used the field over 3 years, even if he cut his grain early and he didn't let it grow to its full size, and he cut it while it was still shachas and he used it for Meichel Behema, then it would still be a valid chazaka. And the Gemara continues, Amar Reb Nachman, Tavticha lo yav chazaka, that Shimon cannot create a chazaka in a field called Tavticha. And the Rashbam has 2 different pshatim. Number one, Kaka b'chuso malei b'koyim, that it's a very shvacha and inferior kaka, and it's full of cracks, made of metzia pirusea, and it doesn't produce pirus, lo yav chazaka, then it's not a valid chazaka. As the reason why Shimon wasn't Mecha was because the field was so inferior. Rabbeinu Chananel Pirush Tavticha saw the Shlicharish Isa El Hukshma Vinosh Baruach Vizor Hashemesh Vinispakas Goin Pische Charisha Vizorba Kagoin Zeh Ein Chazaka. So if you have a field that actually was not plowed because of the heat, so the ground cracked and then you were able to plant in that field, then that would not be a valid Chazaka. And the only way to create a Chazaka is only if you work the field and you toil the field and then you plant. And the Gemara continues, Apikur va'ayel kur lo yav chazaka, and if Shimon plants a core of seeds and his land only produces a core of tua and he wasn't profitable, then we can't count that year for the years of chazaka. And as Rashbam explains, va'ayel kur v'likah b'kur v'hichnas l'beisai dekim d'lek havacha lo yav chazaka v'lechoshes zed limchais, as Reuven didn't feel the need to be meicha. Ritvar brings down from his Rebbe Ramban, k'shelo hoyse gam kim mitzir l'bailam yaisa, that we're talking about a case, the reason why the field did not produce for Shimon was not because of what Shimon did, but it's because the field itself is inferior and wasn't going to be a profitable field, even if Reuven would have tended to the field. However, the Ritva himself states, that even if Reuven would have planted the field and he could have been profitable, but once he saw that Shimon actually was not nena from what he produced, therefore he didn't feel the need to be meicha. And Ritva continues and brings us a klal, and he states, that the general rule is, El Kishiyavik Kedar Chabaylam Vihena Yes Alayitzah, Finally, the Gemara teaches us a similar din to the din of an Akum that Hanid Beresh Glusa Le Machzikei Banim V'Le Mechazikin Behu, that the family of Reish Glusa cannot create a chazaka against other people, and other people cannot create a chazaka against Reish Glusa. Rashbam explains that they can't create a chazaka im Hichzik Echem Hem B'Sedaseinu in a chazaka, but Tzarech Li Zar B'Shtarai, and the Reish Glusa would still have to guard their shtar, the Machmas Yerasim Le Michu Behen, as since the family of the Reish Glusa were powerful, therefore people were scared to protest against them and to be Meicha, and therefore by the fact that someone was a Meicha against them doesn't mean that they have a Chazaka and doesn't create a valid Chazaka. Rashbam continued, V'lei Mechazakinim Behu, and we can't have a Chazaka against them. Number one, Shemetech Shemashir V'yishlim Batim V'sodis Habe, since the family of the Reish Glusa were very wealthy and they had many houses and many fields, so Menichim Le'odim Lodav Bateim, so they allowed people to live in their houses and to go into the fields, V'shoyskim, and they kept quiet, U'smechim, they were happy, K'dei L'shpeach Kakushlem V'yimtzo'um Misukonim, and this way they knew that their houses and their fields were being taken care of, and in addition, since they were powerful, so gam limchis einim chayshim, so they never felt the need to protest lefisha bezroi yitlu eshlem kol zman sheyitzu, as any time that they want, they would go and force the person to give them back their sada. V'yeshim mfashim lefisha asukim b'tzorchei tzibo ein yoydim mi machzik b'shlen, that because they were tzayisim b'tzorchei tzibo and they were too busy, therefore they wouldn't necessarily know that someone went into the sada, went into the house, and therefore they have a reason why they weren't meicha. And regarding the second pshat, Rashbam states, v'loy nehira, and Agoyes HaShui points out that the only time that we said that the Reish Glusa could not make a chazaka against a regular individual is only if that individual was never meicha, but once that person was meicha one time, and therefore he showed that he's not scared to be meicha against the Reish Glusa, then if the Reish Glusa would actually have a chazaka for an additional 3 years, then the Reish Glusa would be muchzik and would be able to keep this kaka. And even though our Gemara only discusses a case of the Reish Glusa, however, the Ritva brings down that this din applies to anyone that people would be scared of and that the Karav L'Malchus. And the Gemara continues and quotes from Mishnah, and the Mishnah on Daf Chav Chesem and Al stated, Chesem Abadim V'Abayish V'Ashichim V'Amoriz V'Ashoyches V'Amechatzayis U'Beis Abadim U'Beis Ashlochim V'Avadim V'Chol Dovishu U'Eis Apiris Tadir Cheskos V'Shol Shonim Yeim L'Yeim. And our Gemara begins, Avadim Yishlam Chazaka. How can you say that Avadim have a Chazaka? V'Amir Shlokish, but Rishlokish states HaGoydus in Chazaka, that the din of Chazaka doesn't apply to Behemoth Dakais, and the reason is because Behemoth Dakais move around from one place to another, and even though Shimon may be muchzik in an animal, it doesn't show his bailus, as it could be that this animal just wandered into his sada. And the Gemara responds, Amr Rav, the Rav explains, in chazak la'alta, that in chanami, goydris and avodim do not have a chazaka immediately, and they don't have a din like metalfin, aval yeshlin chazaka la'ach gimel shanim, but certainly if someone had an animal for 3 years, or he had an eved that worked for him for a complete 3 years, then certainly he has a right to chazaka, as our Mishnah stated. And as Rashbam states, hadam rish lakish in chazaka, hanami la'alta, shem machzab him abesoy, in yachalitan l'kuchri b'yadei, b'loy edim v'loy raya, kishah metalfin, she'in yachalim l'halich, v'in yasun l'hash l'haskar, the nem ben leim l'kuchri b'yadei, hol v'yeshna v'besoy, the mishah metalfin hami chazaka l'alta, the muchzab ben yachalitan shaluyu shalakachtiv, certainly Shimon could claim that he bought this metalfin from Reuven. However, as Rashbam states, in Dibur Masach, ha'goydus in l'chazaka, b'negei ha'goydus sayin, v'chol dobe mahalach b'drachim v'shvokim, sh'yoch loim ma'atzmei nichdais, oi ata hechnastu l'beischa, v'chzakta boi in l'chazaka, v'in yoch loim l'kuchim yadi, v'avodu mahalachim in b'chol mokim, v'tfan di yeshlim chazaka. Rashbam continues that Rava explains, av yeshlim avodim l'goydus chazaka l'achat gemoshonim, sh'hoil l'zeh ha'ma'ara limchais v'loi micha. And Rashbam is not mechalach between avodim and goydus, and both of them have a chazaka after 3 years. However, Rava brings down from the Rashba that b'negei goydres he the in lehem chazak la'alta av yishlam chazak b'chadesh derech ha'bayil mahakbid shal elenichem b'rishus achirim, and as long as you learn meicha in that time frame, then the chazaka would apply. However, the Rashbam seems to hold that once Rabbanan said that there is no chazaka right away and it doesn't happen immediately, then the next point that we have chazaka is after 3 years, and there is no middle ground, and Ritva himself holds like Rashbam ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Amarav and Rav states im hayakata mutar barisa, that if this Eved Knani was a cotton that was lying in a crib, yesh l'chazaka la'ata, and since this cotton can't move about by himself, and we find that the cotton is in the rishus of the Adin, so therefore it must be that he owns this Eved cotton, and the chazaka would occur immediately, and you wouldn't have to wait for 3 years. And the Gemara states, pshita, l'chared is his pashut, as since this Eved Knani can't move, therefore it doesn't have a din of goydres. And the Gemara answers, le'tzricha, the isle ima, or some agaris, the isle ima, that his mother brought him into this area, and therefore it is possible for this cotton to move by the mother moving saying it, and maybe we would say it has a din of goydris, you wouldn't be able to have a chazaka until it's 3 years. And marotim and nechash duma ima elsel hasam, and you may have a havmina that maybe since the mother bore an in there, therefore it's not considered chazaka. Kamashma and ima loyman shibra, that certainly even though the mother brought him there, but a mother would not leave him there, and definitely not for a long period of time. And as long as the mother left him there for an extended period of time, therefore we say that it's impossible that the mother would have forgotten him there, and it must be that this adon actually owns his eved katan. And the Rashbam adds in that not only is an eved knani not like goydris, as it can't move by itself, but we're also talking about a case that's in also lahash lahaschir. And Rashbam continues, the aile ime, the ova bebayis oisem machzik tadir, that this mother was actually working in this house constantly. One may therefore classify this eved katan as goydris ayin sham. We explain the Gemara based on Rabbeinu Gershom, who points out, isle ima loy man shibra, umid isa gabi hai, beiz yom loy gimov loy micha, yesh loy chazaka, and the chazaka doesn't happen on day one, but it would have to be over a 2 or 3 day period where the mother left the child and the original owner was a meicha. The Gemara continues that we just mentioned that goydris is inlam chazaka, and the Gemara states, hanu izi de achl chushle ben adah, that there were goats that were eating pale barley or husk barley in adah, and this barley belonged to Reuven, and asim mari chushle tafisnu, and therefore Reuven came, and because he was owed money for his barley, he was typhus these animals as payment for them eating his barley. And Lemaisa, we are unsure how much barley these animals ate. And Lemaisa, Reuven was telling that these animals ate a lot, and therefore he said that you owe me a lot of money. And Amavu de Shmuel, and the father Shmuel stated, Yochalitan Akadei de Mayan, that Reuven would have a right to claim the amount of money up to the actual value of these goats. The reason is because he has Migu de Boy Amal Kuchas Heim Biyadi. If Reuven wanted a lie, he could have actually claimed that I actually bought these goats, and since it's metaltalin, therefore he would have been believed, and therefore by him actually claiming that he's owed a specific amount of money that is up to the value of the goats, then he will be believed. And the Gemara continues, and yes, on the psak of Avu Deshmuel, but Omer Shlokish Hagoydusin Lechazaka, that how could you say, Reuven could say that since I'm typhus these goats, therefore I could have claimed that I actually bought these goats, but the Shlokish taught us that Hagoydusin Lechazaka, and the Gemara answers, Shani Izid Mesir Lereya, that goats are different since they're given over to shepherds, and therefore it's not normal for them to wander away and go to other people's fields, and therefore the din of goydris doesn't apply to goats, and by the fact that Reuven is actually typhus's goat, he could actually claim that I owned a goat. The Gemara is for ikat safro panya, that we know the derech was that a shepherd would actually not go around to every person's house and collect the goats in the morning, and he wouldn't deliver the goats back to the houses at night. Instead, in the morning, all the owners of the goats would actually let the goats out of the houses, and it would direct them towards the fields, and then they would go and meet up with the shepherd in the fields. The reverse would happen at night, that the shepherd would bring these animals back to the city limits, and then he would allow those goats to go back to their homes, and they would go and find their own homes. L'chari, even though it's true that during the daytime that they have someone watching them, and they won't go and wander into someone else's field, and maybe we would not consider them goydres, however, l'maisa, there's this time frame in the morning and the evening where they're going back to the houses and they're unprotected, and l'chari, during those times, it could be that they wandered into someone else's house or someone else's field, or someone actually took them, and therefore we should say goydres in l'chazaka. And the Gemara answers, ben hadot tai shrichi, that we're talking about a story that happened in Adah, as the Gemara stated, Hani izi da'achl chushl bin Adah. In the Mice in Adah, there were many Arabs that used to steal goats, and therefore the goats were never left unprotected. Umiyadu yadu mishalmi, and in the mornings, the owners would deliver their goats directly to the shepherds, and in the evening, the shepherd would also give the goats back directly to their owners, and they wouldn't let them wander at all. And therefore, since goats are always protected, so the din of goydris doesn't apply to goats, and once someone is typhus a goat, then he could claim that he actually owns that goat. And the Gemara continues when quotes from a Mishnah, and the Mishnah stated that Sada Besabal Chaskasa Shal Shalom Ve'inu Me'em Liyayim and Vishmala Ime Gimel Chadash Mishayna Gimel Bachreinu Shnei Masa Chedish Be'emsa Harei Ilu Yudu Ches Chedish Rabbi Kiva Ime Chedish Mishayna Ve'chedish Bachreinu Yudu Chedish Be'emsa Harei Yudal Chedish. And when we learned the Mishnah, we explained the Mishnah in two different ways. The Rashbam explains that there are actually only two shitas in the Mishnah. There's a shita Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, and they're both coming to explain the original statement of the Mishnah of Sada Besabal Chaskasa Shal Shalom Ve'inu Me'em Liyayim, as since the Sada Besabal grows on rainwater, and therefore it produces only one crop a year and doesn't constantly produce pears, therefore a chazaka could be created in a part of 3 years, and it doesn't have to be miyayim liyayim. And as Rabbi Shmuel explained, that therefore you'll be able to create a chazaka in 18 months, and according to Rabbi Kiva, you'll be able to create a chazaka in 14 months. However, other Rishonim, including Rabbeinu Gershom, explained that there are actually three shitas in the Mishnah. We have the shita of the Tanakhama that Sada Besabal Chaskasa Shal Shalom Ve'inu Me'em Liyayim, and then we have a shita of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva who argue on the Tanakhama, and we will learn our Gemara like Rashbam, and we will get back to how we will learn our Gemara according to Rabbi Nugashim. The Gemara begins that Lemaisa, we have a machlekes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. And what is the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva? And the Gemara states, Lemanir Ikebinau, let us say that this machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is if someone plows a field and doesn't actually plant that field, if you can create a chazakah just by plowing without planting, Rabbi Shmuel Selva near Leva chazakah, and Rabbi Shmuel holds that by plowing a field that does not create a chazakah, therefore the only way to create a chazakah is by planting this field, and the time frame for grain to grow is 3 months, and therefore you need 3 months at the beginning and 3 months at the end. And as we discussed previously, there's always a requirement to have a 12-month period in the middle. However, Kiva Selva near Havi chazakah, Rabbi Kiva holds that just by plowing a field that can create a chazakah, and therefore in the first and third year you could just plow the field and that itself would suffice and would create a chazakah, as long as you also had a 12-month period in between, because there's a requirement to have a part of 3 years. And as Rashbam states, that's a requirement for Ritzufin. Gemara continues and says that this can't be the basis for Machlekes, as Vitisbra, is how can you say that this would be Machlekes, Rabbi Kiva, my ear Chodesh? If so, according to Rabbi Kiva, why would we require a month at the beginning in the first year and a month in the third year, Afilu Yoymechad Nami, and even if there was only 1 day and someone was able to plow that full field in 1 day, then that should create a chazakah? And we continue on Daflam and Vavim Beis, El de Kuli Alma near Lo Yavah Chazakah, and certainly even Rabbi Kiva agrees that just plowing the field is not considered a chazakah, as that's not going to maskei bei inchi, as a normal owner would not just plow the field and leave it fallow. V'hocha peri rabo peri zutik benau, and the nafkamina between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva is what type of peris create a chazakah. As according to Rabbi Shmuel, the only way to create a chazakah is if you actually grow a full-fledged peri, and you have to make sure that it grows to its full growth and maturity. And when planting barley, spelt, or lentil, then it takes 3 months for them to mature and to have them fully grown. However, Rabbi Kiva holds that even if you will grow barley, spelt, or lentils, but you will not let them grow to the full growth, as long as they grew for a month, that would also suffice, and that would create a chazakah. And as Rashbam states, Rabbi Shmuel Spirle, Dlevi chazakah, Achi Yelaka Piri Rabba, Dahinu Kishinigmer Kolatfua, Lefikach Tzarek Shleish Chadashim, Kagoyin Sa'erim, Vishabayu Shul Vadashim, Shegdelim Begum Chadashim, Rabbi Kiva Sarver, Piri Zuta, Dahinu Kagoyin Shachash, Shegadu Bishleishim Yoim, Havi chazakah, Afi Bishle Nigbra Tfua, Inami Kagoyin Yerek, Digdelin Yerakas, Pachodesh Echad, or referring to actual vegetables which grow in 1 month. The full vegetable will grow in a complete month and it will grow to its full size. And keep in mind that we have to reconcile this Gemara with Rabbi Yisiv that stated on Lam Vavim Rav, Achol Shachas Lo Yavi Chazakah, and over here we're saying that according to Rabbi Kiva, that even if you would actually produce only Shachas, that could create a Chazakah, and we could say that Rabbi Yisiv is going La'alacha, that would pass like Rabbi Shmuel, or V'yesh L'chalik, and it could be that Rabbi Yisiv is even going according to Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara continues that we originally wanted to say that the Machlek is between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel is if plowing a field is enough to create a chazakah, and we stated that even Rabbi Kiva agrees that near lo yavi chazakah, and the Gemara now continues and brings a brisa with his machlekes tanoim if near is a chazakah or if near ain't a chazakah, and Tanur Rabbanan we learned a brisa near ain't a chazakah as we stated from Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel v'yeshayimim, and some say hareiz a chazakah that it is a chazakah, and the Gemara asks man yeshayimim, who is this tana called the yeshayimim, and Rabbi Chista Rabbi Achi, and Rabbi Chista states that it's going according to Shita Rabbi Acha, and the Bach points out that even though all of Shas, whenever we use the term V'yeshayimim, it generally refers to Rab Nassin. However, over here, there was a Kabbalah that wasn't Rab Nassin, and it was Rab Acha, and the Gemara brings a Braisa, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Nor Shana V'zora Beis, that if Shimon tries to create a Chazakah, for one of the 3 years, he plows the field, but he doesn't plant it, and then he plants it for 2 years, or Nor Beis V'zora Shana, or if he plows the field for 2 years, and he only plants it for 1 year, ain't a Chazakah, the Tanakam holds it's not a Chazakah, and Rab Acha Ima raises a Chazakah, and Rab Acha holds that it is a valid Chazakah. And as we stated, the Yeshayimim is going like the Shita Rab Acha, and I even taste at the top of Lam Levavim Beis, Nor Shana Vizorishtaim, Nor Shtaim Vizorishana Achas Loi Nokat, El Mishum Revusa Rab Acha, that certainly the case of Nor Shtaim Vizorishana is only brought in order to show us the Chiddush Rab Acha, that Filo Hachi Avi Chazakah, that even if you left the field fallow for 2 years, it is considered a Chazakah as long as you plow the field. But I'm Marie, and the restates, the Nor Dafka Kagun, Shinor Vizorah Vinora, even Rab Acha would agree that the only way they create a Chazakah by only plowing the field for 2 years is only if you plow the field in year one, then you plant it in year two, and then you plow it in year three. Avonor bezeh chazeh, afilu rab acha moido de'in chazakah, the ma moil chavisha kolkach, shechor shabeis shonam bo Yisrael, that certainly doesn't make sense that would be a chazakah by plowing the field for 2 years and only planting the field for 1 year, as that not could machzaki inchi. And the Gemara continues, then the Bachas Gers, Omer rab acha, the rab acha stated, she'ilis kol g'day le'adah, v'omerli near harizah chazakah, that he asked all the G'day Le'adar, and they told me that by plowing a land, that is a val chazaka, and Amalei Rabbi Bar Nachman. So Rabbi said to Rabbi Nachman, my time to man the Amal near having chazaka. That what is the reason for the man the Amal who holds that by plowing a land that is considered chazaka? The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Nachman responds to Rabbi that loy oven inish to krivalei la'ari v'shasik, that a person wouldn't allow someone to plow their land and be quiet, and therefore it is considered part of the years of chazaka. And the Gemara continues with my time to man the Amal near loy having chazaka, and Rabbi is Rabbi Nachman. So what is the reason for the man the Amal to hold that by plowing a land it's not considered chazaka? And Rabbi Nachman responded, "Meima Oma Kol Shiva V'Shiva to Kavu La'Ilbe." This man Oma holds that certainly the owner of a field is happy if someone goes into his field and plows the field, as every time he's plowing the field, he's helping him. And certainly after he plows the field, he'll go and be Meicha. Then the legitimate owner will have a field that was already plowed, and he'll be able to plant it that much faster and that much quicker. The Gemara continues, "Sholchalei B'dei Pum Nahara Rav Nachman Bar Chista." The people from the city called Pum Nahara sent to Rav Nachman Bar Chista, "Yom Dein Rabbeinu that our master should teach us nearer havechazaka ilay havechazaka." And Rashbam explains, we're talking about a sada habal v'day becheses yud bechodesh v'shnei yomim. And the question was, would it be possible to actually create a chazaka in 12 months and 2 days by having 1 day of plowing in year one, then having 12 months, then plowing the field 1 day in the third year? And the Gemara continues, Amalhu Rav Nachman Rav Chista responded to the people of Pum Nahara, Rav Acha v'chol gdei ledar amri near harei zechazaka. Rav Acha as well as all gdei ledar Paskin near is a chazaka, and as we saw before, in that Amr Abacha she'ilus kol gdei ledar v'amuli near harei is a chazaka. The Gemara continues. Amr Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak responded, Rav Busa l'mechshav gavri. You think that is a chashivus of counting up the amount of people that paskin near harei is a chazaka? But l'maisi, even though you may have rave of people that paskin that near harei is a chazaka, but a Rav Shmuel b'bavel, Rav and Shmuel who the greatest paskin in bavel, and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, Beret Sol Amri near le'av chazaka, and they all hold that by plowing your field, it does not create a chazaka. And the Gemara states, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, demastisin, that where do we see the Shrivta of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva? It's based on a Mishnah, and as we explained, that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel both agree that near lo yavach chazaka. We had a proof that Rabbi Kiva holds near lo yavach chazaka, as if just by plowing it could create a chazaka, then why would Rabbi Kiva require a 30-day period in year one and year three, if l'chir one day, or whatever time frame it would take to plow the field, would suffice in year one and year three? The Gemara continues, Rav Maihi, where do we see that this is also the Shita of Rav, Dam Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, because Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Zu Divrei Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. The Shitas that we find in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Shmuel said that you need 18 months, Rabbi Kiva said you need 14 months in the Sada Beis Habal, that is the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, Ava Chacham Omrim, but the Chacham not mentioned in our Mishnah, as Rashbam explained, and the Chacham Hol, Chaskasa Gimel Shonim, Yayim Liyayim, even in the case of a Sada Beis Habal, the only way to create a Chazaka is if you use the field for 3 years, and it has to be Miyayim Liyayim. The Rashbam goes back to the Sugi that we had on Daf Chof Chesam Rav, where Rabbi Yechlan stated Shematim Hilcha Usha, that they stated that how do we know that a chazaka is shal shanim yom liyayim, and we learned that from the din of Sharmud, and we said that Rabbi Yechlan Shita is dafka gol and fear Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva, that they hold that by Sada Beis Habal there's no requirement for a full 3 years, and even 18 or 14 months you could create a chazaka. However, l'fi the chacham that Rav just brought down, the Gemara explained that the reason for a chazaka is at shal shanim is dar inish b'shtari tefele mizdar, and therefore up until a full complete 3 years there's always going to be into raise in the chazaka as ach b'shtarcha, and therefore it doesn't make a difference if it's a sada beis habal or sada beis hashlachin, and doesn't make a difference if it's isaperis tadir or not isaperis tadir. There's always a requirement for a 3 year period that runs miyam liyayim, and certainly according to the sheet of the chachamim, there's no way that near could be a chazaka, and it's impossible that just by plowing your field you'd be able to create a chazaka. And as the Gemara states, miyam liyayim lemutemai, when Rab brought down the sheet of the chachamim and the chaskasa gimel shanim miyam liyayim, what is God coming to exclude? And the Gemara explains, that it must be teaching us that if someone only plows the field, that would not be a valid chazaka. And as Rashbam points out, as certainly according to Chachamim, that even if you actually grow a full-fledged pre and you grow it in 30 days, that it would not be a valid chazaka. And certainly if you only plow the field, then that would not be a valid chazaka. As we explained. The Gemara continues, Shmuel Ma'i, that how do we see that Shmuel also holds that near Le'av HaChazaka, the Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel, as Rabbi Yehuda stated the name of Shmuel, that in our Mishnah, after we stated the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, that you can have a Chazaka in a field after 18 or 14 months, so the Mishnah stated, Amr Rabbi Shmuel, B'med V'amun, B'stei Lovin, Al B'stei Ilon, Konoses Tvosim, Masak Azesa, V'konoses Ketzai, Re Ilu Gimel Shanim, and is not even a requirement for 18 or 14 months. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, Zudiv Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, that this part of the Mishnah is dafka going with Peter Shita Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva. Have a chacham imim ashiyig the shalosh kederes that a chacham hold that the only way to create a chazaka is only if you harvest dates 3 times, or you collect grapes 3 times, or you harvest your olives 3 times. Clearly, we see that a chacham require 3 different crops in 3 different years, and therefore we see that near lo yav a chazaka. And the Gemara continues, my benayo, and was nafkumina between the way Rab and Shmuel brought down the shita of the chachamim. And the Gemara explains, amabayo dekel nayir ikur benayo, that if there would be a palm tree and a date tree that is very young, then that would be an afkumina between Rab and Shmuel. And Rashbam explains, my benayo bin Rab and Shmuel bein lambar and bein lamar gimel shalom binon, that both according to Rab and Shmuel the chachamim require 3 years. Abayi explains, dekel nayir ikur benayo, dekel yilodu bachura de bepachas begimel shalom shleimus teranis gimel pamim, that there are young date trees that can actually produce 3 crops in less than 3 years. The Shmuel have a chazaka begimel gederis. So according to Shmuel, as long as you're able to harvest 3 different crops of dates, then it will be a chazaka, even though you don't have a complete 3 years. However, according to Rav, there's still a requirement for 3 years. Rashbam brings down another pshat from Rabbeinu Chananel, Pirush Dekel Naira, Dekel Amasha Piresiv Kaidun Gabran, that we're talking about a palm tree whose dates fall off its tree and doesn't need someone to actually go and harvest the dates. He didn't have to harvest these dates, and therefore it's not considered a chazaka. However, Livri Rav, the Amma Be'in and Gimel Shanim, Hari Machsik by Gimel Shanim, Vahavi Chazaka, Elfia Loshan Zeh, Afil Shmuel, like Bala Graham, Gimel Shanim, Vahaki Kaimelon, and according to the Shita, certainly Shmuel did not mean that you could have a chazaka in less than 3 years, and this is actually the way that we're passing. And certainly based on the Gemara that we had in Chav Chesam and Beis that discussed the Shita Rabbanon, and we explained that the reason that they require chazaka Gimel Shanim is the Ad Shal Shanim, is Dar Inish Bishtari, Tfele Mizdar, then certainly you should not be able to create a chazaka in less than 3 years. And I intend to do a mascha lemute mai, tamil rashba, the hechemucha mahacha, the lemute nirikasi, that how do we see from here that a rabbanon actually say that nir would not be a chazaka, dilma kasav rabbanon, nir av chazaka, let us say the rabbanon hold that even leaving your field fallow and plowing the field would be a valid chazaka, v'hadetzar gimel shanim liyam liyam, and even the rabbanon require 3 years, miyam liyam, mishum dat tlashanin, mizar inish bishtara, kinufash breish pirkin, and even though there's a requirement for 3 complete years, but I feel like also Baisin Sholish Elanir have a chazaka. But maybe even if the person that's trying to be machzik only plows this field and he doesn't actually produce any periods during that year, maybe that would still create a chazaka as long as he has a 3-year period. As at that point, there's no reyes of achvei shtarcha. Maybe the rabbanon also hold that as long as a person plows, then the original bailam and the marakama should have been meicha. And as Taisa states, lay of it inish the kavri la'ari of a shasik. However, l'chira based on the Rashbam that we pointed out in Diva Maskelam Deinu Rabbeinu near Avichazaka, and he stated b'steya bal. He stated v'day b'chesas yud b'ischeidish v'shnei yomim. So it could be the Rashbam is actually bavoning this question, and the Rashbam actually hold that if someone actually go and plow a field, then certainly that would be a valid way of making chazaka. But the question of the Gemara is not if that would be a valid way of making chazaka. The question is, would you be able to create a chazaka within 12 months and 2 days, or would you have to have a full 3 years? And the Gemara comes out that l'fi d'rabbanan there would be a requirement for 3 years, but in a chinami, if in 2 of those years you would actually only have plowed the field, it would still be a valid chazaka. And the only reason that's a requirement for 3 years is because it's a reyes of achvei shtarcha, and since the marakama should have been meicha within this 3-year period, therefore after 3 years a chazaka is created, and we will stop over here.